So Ishmael, who is a teacher, we find out, has found himself in search of a sea voyage. He had previously gone to the sea aboard a merchant ship. He takes great pains to tell us he never goes to sea as a passenger. The chief reason being, he tells us, for to go as a passenger you must needs have a purse, and a purse is but a rag unless you have something in it. He lacks the means. He doesn't go to sea either with distinction as a commodore or the like. I feel as if he's being a little disingenuous in the frame of the novel. He cannot go to sea with an honorable title because he lacks the distinction, and he's only been on a few voyages. At any rate, he tells us, when he goes to sea, he goes as a common sailor. He admits, as a sailor, he's ordered around, and this hurts his honor, but he bears the treatment with all the stoicism of Seneca. He says, what of it? If some old hunks of a sea captain orders me to get a broom and sweep down the decks, what does that indignity amount to, weighed, I mean, in the scales of the New Testament? Do you think that the Archangel Gabriel thinks any less of me, because I promptly and respectfully obey that hunks in that particular instance? Who ain't a slave? Tell me that. And a further advantage to going to sea as a sailor, he said, he's paid. And he says, there's all the difference in the world between paying and being paid. The act of paying is perhaps the most uncomfortable affliction that the two orchard thieves entailed upon us. He makes reference to Adam and Eve, who were cursed by God in the garden, and told by the sweat of his brow Adam would earn his bread from now on. Another advantage to being a common sailor is that, in swabbing the deck, the sailors are the first to smell the sweet air of the sea before the captain and all the others. And so, being enamored by the great beast that is the whale, he seeks a voyage aboard a whaling ship.